Players ready? Play. I'm here in London, 15th seed, Sunday the 16th of June. And you'll recall my last match was at the French Open on the 1st of June, where I lost in straight sets to Felix Auger Aliassime. So for the next 10 days, I actually took a complete break from tennis. Didn't pick up a racket at all. I needed a mental refresh in the middle of the year. And I think it's actually done me the world of good because I'm a fitness nut, so I still continue to run. I'd go to the gym, do exercise, bike. But I do things by choice. It wasn't like I had this program that I felt compelled that I had to undertake. I enjoy getting out and doing exercise, so that's what I did. But mostly I was a tourist and I was a reader, and I feel good for that. As a tourist, I love London. I enjoy the sights. I always take a boat trip down the Thames, mainly just to check that they're still talking or telling the same dad jokes, which I have to say I love. And this time I was not disappointed with, we should be in Greenwich tomorrow, but not sure what to do in the meantime. And the other one was, what's the most common destination for a London bus? Not in service. So as long as he's still churning out the dad's jokes, I'll sign up for tours down the Thames. I actually do enjoy it. I actually think the guides here are pretty gifted. The other thing was I read a tennis book, which I enjoyed. It's a quirky book. It's called Chasing Points. And it's about a teacher who'd been pretty good at tennis, and he hits 30 and he says, you know, what am I doing with my life and my career? I mean, could I have made it at tennis? So he sets himself the task of going out to earn an ATP point to get a ranking. And so he basically, enrolls in all of these low-level tournaments. And he tells the story about his journey, about coming up against the different players and the travels and some of the obscure tournaments and, you know, where you're calling your own lines and there's nobody watching. I thought it was a good fun book. And, the day he played, Sergei Stakovsky and basically said, oh, he was so good. I just realised at that point in time I was never going to make it. So I'm not going to spoil the book for you because it's really, although there's nothing much to spoil, it was more about his particular journey. But it's one I can recommend, and it's called Chasing Points. Fifteenth seed here. I'm in London, back in training as I've been for the last number of days, on the grass. I have a method of selecting hitting partners when in England, and that's look for any Australian. I reckon they must have all grown up with grass courts in their backyard. They absolutely love it, and they grow another leg when they come to England on the grass. And I actually find them great to hit with. They're normally pretty good fun. They're serious on the court, but you can have a bit of a joke with them as well. So I played with Ricky Hijikata and Alexander Vucic, and I actually had arranged to play with Tanasi Kokkinakis, but I didn't get to play. It was that was a shame. I was looking forward to that, but we just got washed out, and then our times didn't match up afterwards. And I think Kokkinakis is a really good player. If he can stay injury-free, I really think he could be a top-line player. So we'll just have to wait and see, but I think he'll do very well on the grass. My practice was good. Grass suits me. I consider that I've got a good first serve. I'm not afraid to come to the net. My volleys are... They're okay. I wouldn't say I've got the best volleys going around, but I don't mind getting in and to the net and volleying. So the only thing is I find that grass court tennis has changed. Even in my time on tour, it's played much more from the back of the courts. I mean, we've slowed down the courts. The balls are different. The strings that we use means that, you know, you can hit much more aggressive attacking ground shots with top spin, and they'll still bounce in. And all of those things have contributed to the fact that grass court tennis is now more like hard court tennis, more from the back of the court. The traditional serve volley is not always evident. I mean, there are some players there who do that, and you need to be able to come to the net. Don't get me wrong, it's not all from the baseline, but it's less so than when I first played on the grass. Well, I'm at Queen's Club in London. It's the Cinch Championship. It's a 32-man draw, and it's a pretty strong field. It boasts the likes of Alcaraz and Fritz and Demonor, Dimitrov, Tommy Paul, Ben Shelton, Francis Tiafoe. But it's more just the depth is just very strong. There's also, probably should have added for the grass, Andy Murray, whether he plays because he's back. He's coming to the end of his career, and of course the English want to be able to see him one more time. But he's coming off an operation on his back, so not quite sure whether he'll play. But there's also the likes of Karen Khachanov, who's great on the grass. Mazzetti, who's becoming a wonderful player. Korda, who, if he gets that swinging left-handed serve goes, will be very, very difficult. Now the draw's out, and I'll be able to tell you who I've been drawn to play after this break. 15th seed here. I'm at Queen's Club London for the Cinch Championship. And believe it or not, I've drawn an Aussie to play first round. I reckon I've jinxed myself when I've talked up the Australians at on the grass in London. But I'm playing Jordan Thompson, and Jordan Thompson's a mighty fine player. He's had a mixed year. You know, he beat Nadal in Brisbane. He went actually won Mexico, which is a wonderful achievement, and in doing so beat Sasha Zverev and Casper Ruud, so he beats quality players. He struggled a bit after that, but that's probably not as surprising in the sense that it's on the clay, which is not his preferred surface. But back here on the grass, his best surface, he's going to be a very tough player to come up against. His qualities are absolute fighter, gives 110%. You know, he's never out of the match. You can't think you've got him. He'll play to the last point. One of those players that he gets a lot of admiration on the tour, a lot of respect. That's when I say respect, he's the most affable bloke off the court. Jeez, he's a bulldog on the court. But I say that in a positive, polite way. He's another one of these players. He's the other side of 30 and just keeps competing. And he gives the impression that he loves competing. If I was to get over Jordan Thompson, I'd probably have to play another Aussie, Alexei Poprin. He's drawn to play Andy Murray, and as I said, I'm not sure with Andy Murray's health and fitness as to whether he'll be able to make it to the start line and how fit he's actually going to be. That's match fit, so I'd be thinking it's probably Alexei Poprin. But we'll just have to wait and see. Should be a good tournament. It's an opportunity to adjust from slow clay to fast grass, and hope to get some matches under my belt so I'll be ready to go for Wimbledon. Until I play Jordan, as always, thank you, ball people. Thank you, Hawkeye.